poem about human habits of consumption that begins with contemplating the walnut in my yard. Hidden in the lawn at my foot, a black walnut halved, a vomer bone nestled in skull, heart-shaped and snout-like. Insides reveal holes, empty sockets with eyes removed. Kernels once held in curvature of space. A glistening sliver catches my vision. I turn casing between fingers, search an exterior for a slit of light to see. Rain holds in your tiny body. How you always hold rain from root to fruit. A miniature mirror to hold the world in shards. Your bulbous green husk long removed. Your wooded carriage pride. Who parted your shell in wedge and tear? How hunger claws first from a belly. What we expose in our wanting. Who suckled from you once? Who suckles from you now? A who repeats, conjures a scene in mind as if we were not talking plants influencing other plants. As if we were not talking animal as animal. How crave builds first below a ribcage, within an artery, just below dermis. We know feathers and talons transport. We bird beaks peck, peck, peck. We sciuridae, we language outside our mouths. We tree squirrel milk teeth in wait to be reborn incisors. We foragers the lot. Turkeys, raccoons, bears in our guts, talking. We do talk. How mammalian of us in our scuttle of forests, pastures, caverns, buttes, waterways, airways, prying open and dismantling in our gait. We know of defenses, of our roots evolving a sour kind of love. We allelopathic plants, we emit a toxicity, making others susceptible, pines, birch trees, azaleas, nightshades, influence bound, and we want to make this all biological. How the false superiority of our cells continues to wound. We influencers of germination, reproduction, growth, survival of another. We sunflowers saying the word sunflower, a smirk in our tallness, our big heads, our must-be unique beauty, in our inhabitations, in the space of taking, in the space of taking space, we groan and chomp, leaving halves.